the reason I wrote it is because I was on, you know, the Asda on Penny Lane. I was by there and there was this man who was with his dog and he was homeless. And I thought, so we went in and we got the big bottle of Lucozade and a packet of muffins. My mum thought I was only going to give one muffin to him, but he gave him the whole packet of four, and I got myself and I got my own one. And then I gave the dog some treats. But I went home and thought, well, some people really don't deserve this. So then the next morning I woke up and I wrote the letter. And then I just thought, first of all, I did it in blue pen. But my mum took a picture. It didn't, like, show properly, so we did it again, but I improved it a bit. The cover was already in there anyway. And I really didn't expect it to get this much attention, and I just thought I might as well do it, see what happens.
How did it make you feel when you were walking down Penny Lane and you saw the man who's obviously going through some pretty rough times at the moment?
Yeah, I felt like someone know how he feels, but not fully, because obviously I've went through a rough time with my dad and all. But I just thought, well, he's gone through something worse. He doesn't deserve this. So then it just gave me the idea. And now me and my mum are trying to go down there as much as we can. It will be our second time going to him this week. But since then, it's really rocketed up. We've had a lot of people get in touch with my mum. Neville Southall calling me his hero. I now get to be a mascot at the West Ham match. So it's all just really rocketed up and I feel really proud of myself.
And a lot of people listening to this would just be so humble and say, what a selfless young boy that you are, wanting to to make a difference. Just tell us about the things you want to do then. What do you want to do now that you've explained in the letter as well?
I've got a bunch of ideas. Everton have agreed what we're going to do. I think it's going to raise a lot of money for the charities that we're going to give to. But the best thing is just trying to feel the experience of being in charge of something so thoughtful. And I just feel like it's not just me in it. I've got everybody else around me trying to help.
Now, of course, you are a big blue, as you've maintained. Yes. You said you wanted to put it in blue writing as well, no doubt, because you're obviously a mad Evertonian. But I know you've had a look at what Everton do already with Everton in the community.
It was part of my letter. And the bit with the blue pen, I've got this Alfie pen that my nan gave to me. And it's blue ink anyway. Just use that, because it was the closest to my bed. And I just thought, you know, this is really good. I'll just do it again, because my mum probably won't be able to see it. So I did it again, but improved it a bit. Like, corrected all my spellings. Yeah, so it's been massive for me.
So you've made it your mission to help people, really. You've mentioned the ideas, Alfie. What kind of things do you want to do to make a difference then?
I just want to make the world a bit better, because with all of these like terrorist attacks, it's literally blown up people's lives, because they've lost parents. Some people may have lost homes, like due to the Manchester attack, because some of them teenagers, they might have lived with their parents still, and then the parents died, so nobody could look after the house. So then I just think the world needs to become a bit better, and it's not right the way it is, which is why I'm working with Everton to just try and improve it all.
Mum, Alfie sounds like such an incredible young man, so selfless about what he wants to do for the world, you know, helping people. When he said to you that he wants to write a letter, mainly the kind of things that he wants to do as well, how did that make you feel?
I was really proud, but I wasn't surprised, to be honest, because he's always like this. And he just decided he wanted to do the letter, so he wrote it. Asked me to check for spellings, and luckily there weren't very many bad ones. And then, so he wrote it, and then he asked me to post it. So I said I'd put it on Twitter and see if anyone responded to it.
So we didn't even get a chance. We didn't get a chance to, like, poster. It just went on Twitter, and about, I don't know, 150 likes later, got spotted by quite a few people.
Well, what have you made of the reaction so far, Alfie? Because it has gone viral, hasn't it? It has touched so many people.
I've been saying to my friends at school and people who haven't seen it yet, just look on all social media platforms, you will see me somewhere. Because it's getting shared by so many people, and just check the Echo website, I'm literally the main bit. But it's got some really funny things in, so I just think it'll be hilarious just to be... We were crying laughing, but the things I said, because I just spoke. A bit like now, I have no clue what I'm saying, really. I'm just speaking.
The Echo phoned and asked to speak to Alfie, so I said they could speak to him. And it's when we were on our way to Finch Farm, wasn't it? And he's chatting away on the way there about how his schedule was busy already and now it's even busier. I had to be careful I didn't crash because I was laughing.
Well, Alison, what have you made of the reaction to Alfie's letter? Because it has touched so many people, hasn't it?
I'm just overwhelmed with it. I've said to him before, I've not got any work of my own done for 2 days because I've been fielding calls for Alfie and answering messages and organising stuff for him, but he deserves it.
She's my new manager. And last night, it was hilarious because on social media, my mum took a picture of me in Finch Farm in the media room and she sent you out to manager. And then last night, we didn't get a chance to record it, but I got myself I did a press conference thing in my mum's room and it was just really funny.
You got the chance to go over to Everton after they read your letter. Really great to go over to Finch Farm, I can imagine, for a Mad Blue like yourself. But you were there to really talk about your ideas. What was it like to go over there?
It felt amazing. It's just the fact, with all the times that I've had, I said to my friend, I said, I've made something good out of a bad thing. Like, on about myself, something's good happened to such a bad thing.
And like you say, you've gone through so much as for such a young lad, but to turn that into something good and like you said, try and do a lot of good out of something bad. I mean, how does that make you feel, Alfie?
It just makes me feel like really just joyful. In school, nobody's really took no notice, but then I've made a few male adults cry. What did that person say? I had to pretend that I had something in my eye. Because
someone on Twitter said he's been chopping onions in this room because it made him cry a little bit.
It's just been amazing, mostly.
Well, how does it make you feel, Mum, as well? You've obviously gone through so much as a family, but to see Alfie himself turn something so bad into something really positive to try and help people less fortunate than himself as well, has it helped you as a family as well?
Yeah, it has, and I'm glad it's given him something to focus on. We're all really proud of him, and we're proud of the fact that the ideas he brought forward to Everton, they've all said the brilliant ideas, so they're going to be working with him. They're going to arrange another meeting in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, to arrange this event that he wants to plan. So he's had lots of ideas about it.
So tell us about those ideas, Alfie, if you can. Loads of ideas for an event. Yeah. What kind of event is it, and what kind of ideas have you pitched to Everton then?
It's just like a fundraising idea. But the main two that I mostly want to do is we're going to have this football tournament from people ages 7 to 11 to enter. And we're going to try and get some ex-players and present players to try and be the managers and have a little 20-minute coaching session. But you don't enter as a team or nothing. You enter as a person. It's going to be 7-a-side. But get picked out of a hat, so then it's a chance to make new friends and just have a good experience. Then the other one, which was my mum's suggestion. So we're going to ask the players to bring in photos of when they were kids. I'm going to have a competition to see who can guess the most, and who will be able to guess most. And if they do, they'll get a prize. But it's £2. For entry, that's what I think, but Everton have got these people to try and work out prices and all that, but it's just absolutely amazing.
And in the meantime as well, big game against West Ham at Goodison, you get to be a mascot for the day as well. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm absolutely over the moon with that. But I've got, I'm in the Alex Young Lounge, but I get to go down, but the best thing is the fact that I can go into the dressing room, but this one, my mum can't. And also I get to get a few autographs.
But, you're a goalkeeper, aren't you? So you're going out with Jordan Pickford as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But the thing that I'm taking in to get autographed is like a football that my dad got me for my 8th birthday. But like we didn't get a chance to do it, and I just think it would be what he wanted. So I'm going to get that then. But with Aaron Lennon, what I want him to do is, with what happened with him, because he's got mental health, my dad died of mental health, and I want him to write Keith on it for me, seeing as it was my dad's name, just because it'll probably be what he wanted.
His dad was going to go to Finch Farm and hopefully get some signatures from the players.
Yeah.
But obviously we didn't have a chance to get that done. So we're going to take that ball tomorrow and get the players to sign it, which is what his dad wanted to happen with the ball originally.
I can only imagine how special a moment that will be for you, and I know obviously very emotional as well.
Yeah, it will be, and especially for Alfie, and also for his grandparents as well. So we're all looking forward to it.
So Alfie, for anyone listening to this, young or old, who's been inspired by the kind of things that you've been trying to do and want to do to make a real difference here in the city, what would be your message to them? Anybody who wants to try and do what you've done as well?
Oh, this isn't just for the city. I want to try and affect the whole world, really. My message would probably be just keep trying and try. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, you will always find a way, because, like, it's everywhere. Nothing's impossible, as demonstrated by quite a few people. Because I knew it may not work out, but like that little part of me thought, you know what, let's keep trying. You need to keep trying. So then this ended up happening. Because I wasn't be out where I'm going with my mum answering so many phone calls. I wouldn't be here without like just trying so hard.
And I know you've had a lot of support from Belfield Academy, and sport has played a real big part in that as well.
Yeah, he joined a team, a football team called Mags Inter, the week after his dad passed away, encouraged by Belfield, who actually run the Mags teams. And he's been there since ever since this happened. And it's like a new family to him, so it's given him something to focus on. We can't praise him enough for what they've done with helping him with his grief and having being part of a team, really. So it's been really good. So, you know, we're looking to help them as well as the local community, because what they've done has been amazing for Alfie.